And the man in charge of acquiring that lineup depth in recent days joins us right now. Padres President of Baseball Operations, General Manager A.J. Preller, back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, A.J.
Morning, guys.
Good morning to you. We missed you at spring training. I know you were busy, had a lot of potential moves, but good to catch up with you now. Early part of the season after another big acquisition in Luis Arraez. How did that all go down?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've talked here at the end of spring training and throughout. We talked about, you know, looking at potentially adding a starting pitcher and then, you know, left-handed bat. And I think we prioritize it in that order.
I think Arraez is one of the most fascinating guys in baseball.
And a few different lefty bats that were, you know, that were out there that we've, our scouts and our staff's been evaluating. And ultimately, you know, just kept having conversation with the Marlins over the last few weeks, and they were in a spot where, you know, I think they were looking to kind of change up what they were doing and have some players in our system that they had a lot of interest in, and we were able to line up on the deal.
We got in and out there for a second, AJ. If we have to dial you up again, we'll check on this next answer. I think Arraez is one of the most interesting guys in baseball. I love watching his skills, but there are certain talent evaluators who feel like he's not that valuable because he doesn't hit for power, not necessarily plus defensively or base running. How do you view Luis Arraez as a complete player when you were kind of evaluating what you'd be willing to give up for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think for Luis, he's obviously been, you know, he's one of the tougher outs in the game. He's incredibly productive in terms of putting the bat on ball, getting hits, which is important for sure. You know, contributing to your on base and kind of setting a tone for your team, and you know, just again like moving the baseball. It's something we do really well as a team. It's been part of our identity so far in the first first month of the season, and it's just another, you know, super quality bat that can move the baseball around, set a tone for our club. He brings tremendous energy. And I think you just have to look at last year with the Marlins. Like he helped that team get to the playoffs, and he did it by getting a ton of hits. And I think if you talk to their staff, talk to Skip Schumacher, they'll talk about, you know, how quality a player he is and what kind of hitter he is and what he meant to their team. And I think we're hoping for a similar effect with us.
Talking to Padres GM and President of Baseball Operations, A.J. Preller, here on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, one thing that I think I know you've noticed and Mike Schilt's noticed and all the fan base has noticed, too, is just the better contact that that your team is making right now. And, look, it's made up of a lot of the same guys. Jerks and Profar certainly right now looking like an absolute steal. You know, kudos to you on that move, bringing Jerks back. He really loves playing here. But was that something that you guys talked about going into the season of, look, you know, we're striking out too much in high leverage situations. We're not getting those runs in. Was that like something that you guys tried to drill into the guys early in spring training?
I think it's a combination of a few things. I mean, I think, you know, obviously there's a lot of different ways to score runs. And, you know, I think for the biggest thing is you try to fit your philosophy to your team personnel all the time. And that changes depending on who's on your team. So I think with Jackson Merrill being on the club this year, he's a guy, again, that can put bat on ball and can play situational baseball. Luis Camposano get more time. You know, with men in scoring position, he's another guy that's got the ability to make contact and kind of do what the game calls for. You know, Victor Rodriguez and Schilty and Mike McCoy and Pat O'Sullivan on the offensive side, something they've preached from day one, and obviously kind of learning from last year, you know, in terms of just being better at runners in scoring position. And obviously now acquiring Luis and Donovan Solano. So I think that's, you know, again, some different faces. It's definitely us looking at last year and knowing we've got to make some adjustments. And then it's, and definitely like the coaching staff drilling home, you know, this concept of winning baseball. Everybody talks about it, but, you know, they've been really, really preaching it, making sure that our players are, you know, holding themselves accountable to that. And I think we've seen some good things from it so far early in the year.
You know, I don't know if you've listened to the 97.3 The Fan Roundtable that Adam definitely not forced us to do on Thursday, AJ. An extra hour of commercial-free Padres talk. But Ben brought up last week, you know, who's been the biggest surprise for you, positive surprise? And I'll ask the manager as kind of their boss for you. Who is somebody that this year you're looking at him going, man, I'm very, very happy with the work that they've been putting in. And, of course, obviously the results.
Yeah, I think kind of like unsung hero, you know, in terms of like so far, you know, Tyler Wade. And I think, you know, like, you know, it seems like when he's in the game, something positive happens, and he brings energy, and, you know, he's been able to help our club with the bunt game, and you know, kind of having a tough at bat at the bottom of the order and then playing different spots. So, you know, again, I think he's somebody that's been in the big leagues before, you know, but a California kid that's come home and you know, ultimately is, and I think he's contributing. And I think it just speaks to, again, it's 26-man roster, and you've got to have, you know, your top players perform at a high level, and then get some contribution from different guys in, you know, on the roster. We've seen quite a few of them. I could highlight probably five or six other guys right now. But, you know, with Wade, he's done a nice job for us in that utility spot and filling in for Manny and kind of doing what the game calls for.
He is in the middle of things.
Said Tyler Wade in the roundtable.
Nobody said Tyler Wade.
Perspective from AJ Preller there.
That's exactly right. He is seemingly in the middle of these weird plays and ends up, you know, helping score on or push one across. So that's an interesting one.
AJ, when you brought up Donovan Solano, right-hander, Eggie got sent down to AAA, which makes sense, righty for righty. But I wanted to ask you about Graham Pauly's playing time and the opportunities that don't seem to be there for him right now in the big league level. Is that something you guys are going to need to address? Essentially, I'm asking, is he getting better just by sitting on the major league roster right now but not getting a chance to play?
I mean, you know, ultimately, you know, we decided, you know, we made the deal in the trade, but in general, I think for Graham going down to playing right now and getting that bat, so he's ready for another opportunity. And I think, you know, there's all different ways to develop. I think, you know, at the end of the day, you need to play. But I also think there's some value in seeing the big leagues, getting a taste of it, kind of getting a sense of the competition and the level. And now he goes back down to AAA with, you know, with that knowledge. Graham's really, he's an incredibly smart person, incredibly hard worker. And I think he's going to make the most of that opportunity. But I think just getting, you know, seeing it, being around the big leagues, even though there's some limited opportunity from his standpoint, that's a tough role to break into the big leagues with. The guys do break in that way, I think it'll serve him. It'll serve him well, because I think he's somebody that can sit back, kind of process everything, and now know what adjustments he needs to make at AAA and get some regular at bats, so he's ready to help us. We know we're going to need him again here this year. You know, maybe sooner rather than later, but it gives him a chance to go down and play and be ready for the next opportunity.
AJ Preller joins Ben and Woods this morning here on 97.3 The Fan. Wanted to get your assessment on Matt Waldron, maybe, you know, Johnny Brito, Vasquez, those guys. You know, you talk about maybe needing Graham Pauly down the road, certainly, and has put some really good swings on balls. And, you know, you see some flashes of brilliance, really, out of all those three pitchers I just named. I know that you're probably looking for more consistency from each of those guys, but what has been your assessment to this point? Look, I don't even have to ask you if you're looking for pitching. Every GM's looking for pitching. We know you are. Everybody is. So what has been your assessment of the guys that you have, those three guys right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, like, you know, you're looking at guys that are continuing to develop, you know, in Brito and Waldron. They got opportunity last year at the big league level. And, you know, I think they're continuing to learn and grow, and there's going to be some growing pains from that standpoint. So, you know, I think with Brito, I think he, you know, spring training, he performed very well. And as we've gotten to the year, I think, you know, ultimately the pitch mix, the ability to command the heater, that's always been his strength, is throwing a lot of fastball strikes with the changeup, kind of getting to a consistent breaking ball has been a little bit of a challenge for him so far. And again, he's kind of had, you know, he's kind of filled in when we've needed him, you know, and filled some different roles so far for us. And I think getting into a consistent spot with all of his pitches, definitely his breaking stuff, kind of getting that pitch mix down and getting into a role that I think he's able to learn from and grow with and be consistent with. I think that'll be, you know, part of his deal. And then I think with Matt, again, like the knuckleball, we've had, you know, there's been some moments of, you know, some really good games, the Giants and Dodger games earlier this year. Last couple outings, he struggled with it, and kind of, you know, how much he blends the knuckleball and with his other stuff. And that's all part of him learning and growing as a big league pitcher. I think for us, like, you know, for any team, it's not just our situation this year, our roster. You've always got to have, you know, guys from your system and ultimately come up and contribute, some guys from internal. I think the nice part is, you know, we've seen some guys like, you know, Jeremiah Estrada, both at AAA and the big leagues, and now Adrian Morihone, that, you know, are interesting, and they keep getting better. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly who or what. I know we've got, you know, we've got some numbers and depth, and we've got some guys we're going to give opportunity to. And I think if we're going to be a very competitive team, those guys are going to take that opportunity to step up and keep getting better. And some of the flashes we're seeing, they're going to make them more consistent.
Yeah, speaking of those internal options, what are you looking for in terms of when you'll know a guy like Robbie Snelling or Adam Mazur or Burgert is going to get that opportunity on the big league level?
Yeah, I think those guys, they tell you, you know, usually just by their performance, and usually it's more just the consistency aspect. You know, I think right now those guys are all, you know, holding their own or more than holding their own at the double-A level, the three you mentioned. They're definitely on our radar. They're guys that we're monitoring all the time, both for their development and then also their ability to help at the, you know, progress, whether it's the triple-A or the big leagues. But, you know, they usually tell you, and they all have their player plans, things that they're aware of what they've got to work on, that, you know, if they get to that spot, they'll be able to come up and help at the big league level. And, you know, hopefully as we progress into the summer, they continue to master those things, get more consistent. You look up and, you know, we've got two or three more options to this big league team. And those guys are very talented. So I think they're on that track, and hopefully we're having more of that conversation here in the next couple of months.
Talking to A.J. Preller here, and one thing that Luis Arraez and Donovan Solano gives Mike Shildt is a little more depth and options. We were just talking about before you came on for the daily starting lineup. I know you've talked about that holistic approach. How do you kind of envision going forward and making sure that everybody's getting at-bats, getting some time in the field, getting some time off, and how that kind of rotation could work among your kind of regular infielders in the lineup, especially with the newcomers?
Yeah, I think that's the situation we're looking for, you know, is where it's a lot of quality players, and we have the ability to 162, whether it's to overcome an injury or, you know, keep guys rested and keep guys fresh and hungry. And again, I think that's it's the strength of Mike's is being able to manage that group, and we've got a lot of guys that give us some versatility and can move around the field in general. I mean, I think, you know, being able to take guys off their feet and give a guy a DH day, you know, we'll be able to do that with the infielders and also with a Profar or Tatis from time to time. So, you know, and I think we'll be able again, like I mentioned, with, you know, right now the way the bench is set up. You know, Wade is your utility infielder that can play all over. Zocar in the outfield, you know, Higgy or can't be catching, and then, you know, a Solano or somebody else that's on your bench. You know, even a day like today where Shilty's, you know, against the lefty is resting a few of the guys. You look up and we're going to have some ammo, you know, for later in the game. And I think that's a good recipe in terms of, you know, trying to win over 162.
Last one for me, AJ. AJ Preller joins us here on Ben and Woods this morning. Give you the opportunity to maybe calm the fears potentially of the fan base out there worried about Joe Musgrove and how he's doing right now, and kind of what you're expecting back from him, and what's the nature of his pain and suffering right now.
Yeah, so I think, you know, from his standpoint, you know, some tricep tendonitis and you know, I think I guess posterior elbow and joint. I think it's honestly about being more cautious. We did this with Darvish a few weeks ago, and I think again it's been more towards the eye on the long haul and the long season. So you know, we take it serious anytime somebody's not 100%. But I think it's more in that bucket, at least this specific case with Joe, is hey, give him a couple days and just be smart for the season, because we're gonna need Joe for this year if we're going to be successful, and you know, him and Darvish, you know, making sure that they're, you know, pitching in a spot where you know, they're the best versions of themselves, and also give some other guys opportunity. So, you know, again, with this one, it's more towards, you never know from the injury standpoint, but it's more geared towards, you know, use your time on the IL, you know, get close to that 100% level, and hopefully be back here in a couple of weeks against Atlanta.
Looking around baseball, pitching injuries, it's got to be the hardest part of your job. You can't really control it. You can try to put as much depth, but when they happen, they kind of happen. It's got to be a nightmare for you, AJ.
It's definitely like the, you know, you need pitching to win. You got to draft and trade for pitching, and then, you know, the injury factor comes into play, at least, and it's come into play a lot here in the last few years, not, you know, throughout the whole industry. You see it every day, you know, it feels like. So it's that's that challenge, is like, you know, to be able to trust and rely on, you know, on your pitching staff, but you just need to also, you know, keep drafting, keep trading, keep doing everything you can to try to turn those odds in your favor. And I think for us, just being, you know, trying to be very cognizant of guys, you know, where they're at and where they're feeling, and hopefully that helps us get through the season.
All right, lied. I have one more. Now that we've got, now he's here and he's talking, he's open and talking about the pitching injuries and stuff. And we've spent hours talking about it. We talked to several experts in the business too. I mean, you're seeing guys every day and evaluating and hoping that, you know, when you make a move for a guy, he stays healthy. And what do you attribute a lot of this to? Do you factor the pitch clock in and things like that, or is it the high velo guys are the ones that are going down? Kind of where do you stand on that when you're trying to evaluate the next move?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like sometimes the past injuries are somewhat of a predictor of, you know, guys that have been banged up a little bit and have some prior injury history. It's tough. Like, obviously, there are not too many teams that seem to have the answers right now. And again, it's not a Padre issue. It's an industry issue that, you know, I'm sure baseball is spending a lot of time looking at. I know we are as an organization. I'd probably put more towards kind of the training and the nature of the training, you know, and how guys are kind of, you know, the way they're definitely, like, you know, short burst, yeah, you know, explosive movements, big velo, big stuff, max out. It feels like that's probably the biggest switch in kind of pitching philosophy over the last 5 to 10 years. You know, but again, guys are going and they're getting a lot of information, you know, talking to obviously doctors and surgeries, and becoming more prevalent at a younger age. We're seeing it all the time on the amateur level. You know, and I think it's something that, if you as an organization can be ahead of that curve, it's obviously extremely valuable. And I just think, just for the game, I think it's something that the game, we need to figure out, because you want to see the top guys get on the mound and pitch, and it just shouldn't be like a, you know, war of attrition by the end of the year who's left standing. You know, yeah, you want to look up and see these supremely talented pitchers and athletes out there pitching, and, you know, the health factor is, you know, becoming a big issue in the game these days.
AJ, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time. And, oh, by the way, thank you for Mike Schilt. We are definitely big fans and have enjoyed his weekly appearances with us on Fridays.
Great. No, enjoy it. Thank you, guys. And, go get one again tonight.
That would be nice. AJ Preller, Padres president of baseball operations and general manager.